every year we have 60,000 confirmed cases of abuse and neglect in Texas. 150 kids killed last year from abuse and neglect.
For State Senator Carlos Uresti, the battle to do something about those horrifying statistics began with one little boy who put a face on the numbers.
There was a little boy, Giovanni Ochoa, that was killed 11 years ago on Christmas Day. He was starved to death by his grandmother. That's what triggered something inside of me to say, we're not going to allow that to happen.
As a member and chairman of Health and Human Services Committees in the Texas Senate and House, Uresti has sponsored legislation to better train CPS, Child Protective Service employees, and to publish information on child deaths linked to abuse. He helped create a statewide Blue Ribbon Task Force to develop new strategies to combat the problem.
You have to reduce caseloads. If you don't reduce caseloads, we're never going to stop it.
Uresti says the situation is still unacceptable, but it has improved. A state social worker today handles about 35 child abuse cases compared to some 80 cases a decade ago. He says the state used to lose 75% of its CPS caseworkers every year. Now the turnover rate for caseworkers is closer to 35%.
So we're getting there, but I've said this for over a decade. If we don't put more money into prevention, then we're going to continue to spend hundreds of millions of dollars every year. And more importantly, have 60,000 confirmed cases of abuse and neglect and 150 kids killed.
Again this session, Uresti will be urging legislators to support additional funding to prevent child abuse. When you say you need more money for prevention, what do you mean prevention? What could you do? How would you prevent?
So let's say you have a young 16-year-old mom that has a baby. We could teach her how to be a parent, parenting skills, that this little baby is crying constantly because she has a diaper rash, she's teething, she has a tummy ache, she has an earache that maybe a 16-year-old doesn't realize. She's living with her boyfriend, they break up, so she has nowhere to go. She doesn't have a car, she doesn't have a job. What is she going to do? She takes out her frustrations on the child. That fact pattern that I just gave you, Shelley, is happening as we speak. I know some people are saying, well, they made that decision. But that little baby didn't make that decision.
Uresti says it's important for the social workers to intervene early.
I want to be able to intervene, maybe get her the mental health treatment that she needs, help her get off of drugs. Let's get her GED. Let's get her back into school so she can be a productive citizen and we can provide a safer environment for these babies.
How hard is it for you to get the attention of your colleagues in the legislature for something like this, for people who, in many cases, don't have much of a political voice?
I don't know that until they see it firsthand that they can fully appreciate that situation. I need more of my colleagues to agree that we need to put more into prevention because we're spending over $1 billion, $1 billion every 2 years on the Department of Family and Protective Services. It goes to foster care, kinship care, CPS caseworkers, et cetera, et cetera. We're only spending 5% of that budget on the prevention side. Imagine if we could double that. I think it's a moral obligation and a legal obligation to protect these children. I don't see it any other way.
Senator Carlos Uresti, thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. I enjoyed it, Shelley. Thank you.